talk about Scientology.
Yeah, what about it, man?
Yeah,
what
what's with you in Scientology?
Well, you know, for a while, because I don't believe in religion or organized religion, I decided to possibly look into Scientology, and I realized I was an idiot.
Yeah. Really, what happened? What happened with you in Scientology?
Well, you know, I went for a few courses, and after, $20,000 later.
No way.
I'm not literally saying the truth, but they're very money. They're very money oriented.
Yeah, they are.
And then after that, I was like, please teach me something. Don't teach me how to open my wallet.
So you just gave up on it?
The other night, I went to like one of the main classes, and I got to go to my second level. I actually went to the second level courses.
Wow.
And then I decided to walk around the land because they have a big celebrity center in Hollywood. So I got to walk around. Well, you got to hear this. I walked around the land, and then I went like in a forbidden area. I had 7 security guards on me in 2 seconds. Apparently, Tom Cruise might have been in the area because that's ridiculous. They are cult members.
Do you know one of the main things Scientologists do are try to convert gay people into straight people?
Really?
Yeah, wow. they have a term for it too. That's one of their main focuses. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
That was on the third level. I must not have got there.
Now, how much did you drop?
12 grand.
12 grand?
Wow.
12 grand in learning their system.
That's pretty intense. You know, I was looking into doing Scientology. It was weird. They had this weird, like, test you have to take when you first start and everything. Did you have to take that test?
Well, you know, they have their celebrity center. It's an actual center for celebrities. Anybody in the entertainment industry, they give you, like, they get you in quicker because you're a celebrity, therefore you might earn more money and more capital.
Right,
because
I'm a normal guy, and they were just like, hey, you're not really special, but we still want you to get money. And it was kind of frustrating, I don't know.
They don't expect a lot of cash out of, you know, regular street people, as you might say. So that's why they, you know, they make you do tests, and they try to see if you're willing to participate.
All right, well, we got to go to break, but please stay on, co-host Donkey Lips.